Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's Heritage Happenings brought to you by St. Vincent College here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and this is gold.net.
Greetings, Westmoreland County. My name is Jared Bundy, and I'm your guest host of Heritage Happenings here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and this is gold.net, sponsored by St. Vincent College. Heritage Happenings is also available as a podcast on all of your favorite streaming services. Please check out Westmoreland Heritage at westmorelandheritage.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for updates on cultural and historical events throughout Westmoreland County. Now on today's show, we'll be talking to the Baltimore Historical Society about their upcoming programs and their latest news. And then we're going to get some great information from the Westmoreland Historical Society and Historic Hannistown about their late summer schedule. So joining us today is our first guest, Tom Harold, and he's on the call from the Balzer Meyer Historical Society. Tom, thanks so much for being on the call with us today.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, for those that may not be familiar, that name may be a bit of a mouthful. What exactly is the Balzer Meyer Historical Society?
Balzer Meyer Historical Society was named after one of the first school teachers west of the Allegheny. They came to teach in the Hempfield area, more specifically in an area called Good Purpose, which was 158 acres set aside for church and school. And today that has now moved into that there are five schools that have been inside of that 158 acres and many churches, in fact, within a mile or the circumference of about a mile and a half, there are 11 churches that are home to that particular area in Hempfield Township. So it has served its purpose, as it said, and it is doing quite well as of things. And one of those pieces, or two of those, are our center, which is the Balzer Meyer Historical Society Center, and our schoolhouse, which just happens to have my last name to it, the Harold One Room Schoolhouse. So it's kind of neat how I planned this all out, being an eighth-generation Harold in Westmoreland County.
Wow. And I had a Mrs. Balzer that taught me music in Derry, so I'm not sure if there's a connection there as well. I'd have to probably hit you guys up for that, right?
Well, there's another part of me and us. I also run Greensburg Then and Now on Facebook, which is virtually Balzer Meyer Historical Society's path to most of the world in Facebook. And we use a lot of their photographs, and I tell the story of the then of the picture and the now in a short piece of that history. And we do that throughout all of Westmoreland County in many facets. So we utilize that, and then we try to run as many of the events that are going on in the county from the nonprofits to expose them to our 8,000 members that belong to that group. So we are tied to there. In fact, Derry was with us when we first started the schoolhouse to be renovated, and were helpful in giving us some knowledge of how or where to go about some of this stuff. So we took a building that was virtually ready to be destroyed and turned it into a period piece of from 1881 that now is being used by Hempfield School District for their third grade class. For every year for the last 12 years have sent their students there for a whole day of schooling in a one-room schoolhouse style. The kids have remembered that and have used it for quite a while now. And I'm happy to say we've had some of the students come back. And those students have all sat down in the same chairs that they sat at the same desk area that they had sat at when they were students there. So these were high school students, and if you make anybody remember anything from their third grade, we've done our job there. So we're beginning to move more towards the education part of the world history.
Wow. That gave me chills a little bit there to have them sit down and really, it was so well reconstructed that it triggered all of those memories, those distinct memories from being in that schoolroom. So, that really just speaks for itself.
Yes, and our founder, Paul Ruff, had been a student at that school. And over the years, we have had other students who had went there as a one-room schoolhouse. Over the years, and it has been quite rewarding to been on this project since 93 is when I joined them. And fortunately or unfortunately, I was also the guy who ramrodded the renovations of a lot of that time period. And in fact, we had used the Central Westmoreland Botech students to do a lot of our work there. So we get them to stop in every so often, or if I put pieces up of the schoolhouse on Facebook, they'll chime in and talk about their time that they remembered in helping us to rebuild that. And the schoolhouse this year is now 140 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're quite proud of that little piece. And as usual, we are a well-kept secret in Westmoreland County, and we're trying our darndest to become something a little bit more to the community than what we are right at this moment.
No, that makes a ton of sense. And, hopefully this helps get some of the word out there as well. I think the work you do on the Greensburg Then and Now page is fantastic. And listeners, if you want to go and search that on Facebook, just Greensburg : Then and Now, and you can see these amazing photos that are posted. There's a lot of great discussion. So, Tom, I'll ask you, what has been like the most popular thing that you posted on there? What do people really love to learn more about?
Well, it for the county, they like the stories that come out from Mountain View, and history behind it. Outside of the county, the best one we have usually is the stories about the Ship Hotel. And we have about 120 pictures of that particular piece that will run from time to time. Mm-hmm. And then the biggest one, it is strange, but the biggest one for us is Isley. I've gotten up to 30,000 people who have seen that, shared it, or touched that whole thing. And if we talk about their barbecue sauce, the entire part of Western Pennsylvania lights up, and again, many parts of the country chime into it. So the site has taken on that kind of front porch talk with your neighbors there, and people discuss things. So it's worked and morphed into something a little bit different than what I started out with about 11 years ago. And so I'm quite happy with that, and quite proud of the fact that we've been able to use Walter Meyer's pictures and history that I can pull together to tell the stories. And again, sometimes I don't even know the stories. I just have pictures and put it up, and the people put that together. But I have to say, one thing that really strikes me of quite well is if somebody puts up something about what is there to see in Westmoreland County, and the results on that are usually 150 to 200 comments of places or things to go see. And that tells me that somebody's been doing their job and getting the word out about the things to do in Westmoreland County, because these are people who are not connected to anybody in particular and are just citizens. So bravo to you guys for the job that you're doing and the information you're sending out there.
Thank you, Tom. That means a lot. Man, it brought a smile to my face. You just saying about all the community chipping in and being like, there is so much to see and do and experience in this county. And that's, something, I grew up here and now I work here and help promote the area. And it's something I just have always believed. So it's awesome to see so many others, doing the same thing and spreading that same message. So I wanted to jump in with our last couple minutes here to what's going on at the Historical Society for August. It looks like you have a bunch of events planned.
Well, as I said, we are having our Ancestry Day. We started this a couple of years ago before COVID, and then being shut down has prevented us. But it's a day where you can come in and celebrate your ancestors there with us and help to share some of the stories and things that you have. Our collection there, we then expose you to the 1,800 files that we have of family trees that we've collected over the last 35 years from Paul Ruff until now that we have. Plus, we have another 200 volumes of books that are just dedicated or written by family members for that inside of our 3,500 book library that is now being cataloged and sorted out. So we have those things to expose to the public and show them and let them get through that a little bit. And then again, we would do a schoolhouse tour, and I usually give that since I seem to be the oldest guy in the neighborhood anymore. It's just a fun day, and this year we're looking to put in some food trucks and items like that. And we're always looking for volunteers. We desperately could use volunteers who want to help maintain the center. The center was built in 1886, and like any old building, it needs work, and we need to get some people there that can help us keep things together. Plus the fact that we run a publishing department, digitizing, and the library with all of its cataloging. And then the last part is we're starting a museum that will be known to be to tell the stories of the families and the histories of the people of Westmoreland County. And it fits us quite well because of our genealogy background.
Man, that's a perfect fit. And it ties back even to work I was doing as a student at St. Vincent and preserving stories from around this county. So I love everything that you're doing. The books, the digitization to make sure that we keep all of these documents. And I'm really looking forward to the upcoming museum. So that's about all the time we have for this segment. Do you have anything else you'd like to plug? Or where can I go to learn more, to get involved with volunteering, or anything else?
Well, you can go to Baltimore Historical Society. We are the only Baltimore in the world. So if you put that in as a Google search, you will come to our webpage and that will take you all over the place. It's the same as the Facebook page. We are the only Baltimore, again, on Facebook. So we've decided to keep the name since we're so easy to find on a page to do that. Mm-hmm. And the webpage will send you to many different directions that you can. And the only other thing I would say, if there's anybody from the colleges that are out there, man, we really could use your help about now. We have extended ourselves out as far as we can, technology-wise and handy-wise, and really could use some help in trying to figure out how to put all this stuff together to reach the public so that we can preserve it for future generations.
Amazing. And, well, yeah, I hope you can get one of our listeners out there to reach out and make that connection, because I think that's very valuable work. Tom, thank you again so much for sharing all this. I feel like I could talk to you all day.
Well, anytime. I'm here. You got my phone number. Call me when you need.
Will do. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Thank you.
This is Heritage Happening, the show with the latest information on Westmoreland County cultural and historical events and organizations. I'm Jared Bundy. Thanks to our sponsor, St. Vincent College, for supporting our show today. Now, our next guest, Pam Curtin, is on the call with us from the Westmoreland Historical Society in historic Hannistown. Pam, thanks so much for being on the call with us today.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. So I'm on your website. I'm going through your calendar of events, and there's just so much going on. Now, what would you like to talk about today?
Sure. So One of the most recent exciting developments that we've had at Historic Hannistown is a new exhibit. We have an exhibit at the Westmoreland History Education Center called Penn's Woods, and it explores the regional history of woodworking and carpentry. So this is inside the Education Center in the Kendra Gallery, and a lot of the exhibit actually uses artifacts from the namesake of the gallery, Bob Kendra, and his private collection, as well as collections from the Historical Society, artists like Robert Griffin, John Buxton, Eric Sloan, and a number of local museums and nonprofits like the Westmoreland Museum of American Art, IUP's archaeology program, also St. Vincent Archives Archives and the Ligonier Valley Railroad Museum. We've all been able to bring stories together that talk about techniques, tools, traits, and related to woodworking. So we have displays about some of these different trades, like carpentry, cabinet making, cooperage, wheel making, and put this really in the context of Westmoreland County history, and we discussed local craftspeople, one of whom is George Kettering, who is known for creating these really beautiful rifles, and there's only a few surviving, and we actually have one of them in the exhibit. And we kind of bring it up to the present day as well and show how this trade and craft continues. We've got also some works by Paul Sarofchuk and Matt Stein, who are some contemporary artists who are also engaging in woodworking today.
That's really interesting. Did you find that, you know, woodworking was much more common here, or maybe this area attracted more expert woodworkers because of Penn's Woods?
Sure, yes. Well, the forests were really the first and most abundant natural resource that Pennsylvania had. And so that definitely led to the development of not only building out of necessity, like building homes and structures, but also some of the more artistic crafts as well.
Wonderful. And the Kettering rifle really stands out to me. I mean, that's a pretty rare artifact. I mean, I have to imagine that's something a lot of people are seeking out.
Yes, yeah, that's definitely one of the most unique items that we have, and we're really lucky that the family has loaned that to us for this exhibit.
That's awesome. And I also see around the entire exhibit there's some of the photography displayed that kind of, I feel like it ties the entire exhibit together. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, yeah. So we've had a very strong relationship with the Westmoreland Photographers Society, and we have worked with them on several exhibits. And for this one, we were looking for images of Penn's Woods. And so they provided us with many beautiful photographs of the forests and of trees. And some of those we incorporate actually in the gallery, but others are in an exhibit that's out in the hallway. So if you're interested in coming out to the Education Center at Historic Hannistown, you can not only enjoy the exhibit inside the gallery, but also in the hallway and kind of see the connections between the history as well as the natural environment.
That's a very thoughtful exhibit. I love how everything is tied in as you walk through your building there to take in everything. And shout out to all of our photographers in the region, if you are listening, whether you're part of the Westmoreland Photographers Society or not. We do have the Laurel Highlands Photo Contest, so you can go on to our website, just search Photo Contest, and you can submit your amazing photos and have them featured in our guide, on our website, social media, and all of that. So the deadline is the end of July, so make sure you take advantage of that now. Sorry for the short little plug. It just reminded me.
Oh, that's great.
So, I mean, this looks like a wonderful exhibit. I'm excited to come and check this out. It also looks like you have some big events upcoming in August. Can you tell me about the Civil War encampment?
Sure, yes. Yeah. So the weekend of July 31st and August 1st, we're having a Civil War encampment and reenactment. And while there was not a Civil War era battle that happened at Hannistown or in this area, Pennsylvania played an integral role in the history of the Civil War, and this gives us a chance to really explore that. So we have encampments of various military groups and a variety of different displays like the Civil War post office, the telegraph system, medicine. We'll be doing artillery demonstrations and a variety of different specialized talks like women in the Civil War. And you might also even get to meet General George Meade, who was best known for securing Union victory at Gettysburg.
Wow, you have so much interesting things going on. You always imagine the battles being reenacted, but having the working telegraph and things there, that really seems unique. Were you looking for things that were kind of new to bring a new level of knowledge or awareness about the Civil War?
Yes. So we definitely wanted to highlight some of the more kind of day-to-day lives of the soldiers and then the people who support the soldiers as well, to kind of paint a bigger picture of what the military life would have been like. And to kind of go along with that, one of the special programs that we have on Saturday evening is a concert by the 46th Pennsylvania Regiment Band. So music was really important during the Civil War, not only for communications, for the soldiers, but also for morale. And so we're actually hosting this concert outside on Saturday evening that will present some of the music, and actually most of which will be performed on 19th century instruments, and also provide a bit of background on why music was so important during this history.
Man, this is just jumped off the page to me. It was the first thing that I saw, too. That concert sounds like so much fun. The level of authenticity of finding the period era instruments that would be the most accurate, it's just going to add so much to that experience.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, so we're really grateful to have, very knowledgeable living historians and reenactors who are going to be sharing this history with the public at Hannistown.
Wonderful. And, I like play a couple of video games and things like that that may be set in this era. And one of the things I do, it is about sailing called Sea of Thieves. And the gameplay is maybe a little bit silly, but the music, they're committed to actually going out, getting the instruments from that period and recreating like music that would have been played on the seas by different sailors and things like that. And that level of immersion just, I don't know, it changes the whole thing. So I'm super excited for this concert. I think you have to go and check it out. Enjoy this whole weekend. Anything else going on that weekend that you want to highlight?
I think that we've kind of covered a lot of the highlights there. I would also add that, if you're interested in coming out for to learn more about Hannistown's history, which the history of Hannistown is focused on the period of the American Revolution. So we will be offering guided tours through the end of October. And again, the exhibit will be available during our open hours, which are right now Thursdays through Sundays. And you can visit our website to see our hours of operation and our most up-to-date information about different events and programs we're doing.
Wonderful. So make sure to check out all of that to keep up to date with all of the information. How about things that are just sort of ongoing? Your antiques and collectibles market, has that come roaring back post-pandemic?
Yes. So we are having our antiques and collectibles on the second Sunday of the month. And so we'll have another one on August 8th, September 12th, and October 10th. And that's a great way to kind of, if you're interested in collecting, you can come out and see what kind of treasures you can find. And we'll be, like I said, checking our website, which is westmorelandhistory.org, is a great way to see what programs are coming up. We're going to be offering some programs in the fall. We do a lot of programs around Halloween, and then we're going to be bringing back our Christmas programs this year, which we're really excited about as well. So we've got a lot of really exciting things on the horizon, and we would love to have you come out and participate in our programs.
Fantastic. And I will definitely be out there for the reenactment. That sounds like a blast. Can you tell me about the Christmas event? For people that don't know, what are you looking for on those weekends?
Sure. So we're still putting some of those details together, but we do a program called Three Centuries of Christmas, where we look at how those traditions have changed over time. And one of the really unique things about historic Hannistown is that we actually have a variety of different time periods represented on the site. While we mostly focus on the period of the Revolutionary War, we also have some 19th century buildings as well as a early 20th century building. And those allow us to interpret a variety of time periods. And so it's the Christmas programs are always so festive and a really fun opportunity to kind of see how traditions that many people are very familiar with today have really changed and evolved over time.
We'll be sure to check all of that out. So, listeners, if you're out there, I'm sure you have a calendar full of things to do for not only August, but also through to the end of the year, of places to check out, events on the horizon, and just so much to do at Hannah's Sound and the Historical Society. Pam, anything else you'd like to share?
Sure. So, like I said, we'll be open for guided tours through the end of October. And you're also just welcome to come out and enjoy our grounds as well. We've done a number of gardening projects, both educational as well as for environmental purposes. And so now that the weather is so beautiful, and especially going into the fall, we'll have a lot of flowers. If you're just looking to just get some fresh air and enjoy the outdoors and take a walk, Historic Hannistown is also a great place to come for that too. So any way that you'd like to come out, you're always welcome.
Wonderful. And thanks again so much for sharing all of this information with us. Anything you'd like to share for our website, or where can we learn more info?
Sure. So you can visit our website, which is westmorelandhistory.org. You can also visit our Facebook page, which is a combined Facebook page for the Westmoreland Historical Society and Historic Hannistown. And you're also just welcome to give us a call. Our number is 724-836-1800, and you can come and learn about all of the exciting things that are happening.
Perfect. Hey, thank you again for your time, Pam, and I'll see you soon.
Sure. Thank you so much.
This is Heritage Happenings, the show with the latest information on Westmoreland County cultural and historical events and organizations. Be sure to check out Westmoreland Heritage at westmorelandheritage.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for updates on cultural and historical events throughout Westmoreland County. I'm Jared Bundy. Thanks to our sponsor, St. Vincent College, for supporting today's show. Before we close, we have a quick announcement to share from St. Vincent College, our show sponsor. Located just north of campus is the St. Vincent Grist Mill. The grist mill was built by Benedictine monks and has been in continuous operation since 1854. And today it stands as a symbol of Western PA's agricultural heritage and the vision of St. Vincent founder Boniface Wimmer. Their general store is open to the public and specializes in whole wheat, unbleached white, rye, and buckwheat flours, as well as cornmeal ground on-site by the Benedictine monks. They also sell a variety of St. Vincent and other breads, preserves, and jams, plus unique items like grist mill mugs and stained glass made right at the Arch Abbey. Look for a coupon to save 10% off of your purchase on the Laura Highlands website and in the Summer Fun coupon book. Now through July 25th, the Grist Mill is hosting an exhibit titled A Brush with God by national known iconographer Peter Pearson. This exhibit features approximately 25 icons created by Pearson and his best students. That's all the time we have for today. Be sure to stay safe and healthy. Take some time to visit and enjoy our Westmoreland County cultural and historic sites and events. And of course, be sure to check out St. Vincent College and all of its recent accomplishments. Follow Westmoreland Heritage on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and check out all of our information on westmorelandheritage.org. This has been Jared Bundy, your guest host for Heritage Happenings on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net, sponsored by St. Vincent College. Heritage Happenings is also available as a podcast on all of your favorite streaming services. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Until next time.
How will your college experience transform you? How will you learn to make a difference in your life and the lives of others? At St. Vincent College, we attract high-achieving students who quite naturally place we ahead of me. A small college like St. Vincent gives you more access to the opportunities that will shape your future.
At St. Vincent College, we succeed together.
Together.
Discover the power of we. Learn more now at stvincent.edu.